The Count gave the situation the shake of the head it deserved, but as he turned to go, he noticed with some amusement that a slender shadow suddenly jumped from behind a wingback chair to the edge of one of the potted palms, 111 potted palms. It was none other than Field Marshal Kutuzov, attaining higher ground to take measure of his foes. When the dogs turned their heads in unison, with their ears upright, the one-eyed cat slipped behind the trunk of the tree. Then, having satisfied himself that the dogs were securely tethered, the cat alit from the palm to the floor, and without even bothering to arch his back, opened his little jaws and hissed. With a terrific volley of barking, the dogs leapt to the extent of their leashes, tugging their mistress from the front desk as the ledger pen clattered to the floor. "Whoa!" she shouted. "Whoa!" Apparently unfamiliar with equine commands, the wolfhounds leapt again and, freeing themselves from the willow's grip, scrambled towards their prey. Kutuzov was off like a shot. Slipping under the western embankment of lobby chairs, the one-eyed cat dashed towards the front door, as if intending to escape into the street. Without a moment's hesitation, the dogs gave chase, opting for a pincer movement. They split at the potted palms and pursued the cat on opposite sides of the chairs, in the hopes of cutting him off at the door. A lamp that blocked the path of the first hound was knocked to the floor in a shower of sparks, while a standing ashtray that blocked the second was sent head over heels, discharging a cloud of dust. But just as the dogs were closing ranks, Kutuzov, who, like his namesake, had the advantage of familiar terrain, suddenly reversed course.